Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on into the circus. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Well, he's supposed to be here. And Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones with us. A big show. And at some point, we'll have Hugh. It's like a reflex. I say, good morning, Hugh. But Hugh is not here yet. Some car trouble. Not today. Some car troubles for Hugh. He's on his way. We'll have Hugh Douglas with us as the show goes on. Let's see if I remember how to do this. I used to do this at night.
Do you want a Daily Douglas?
You have one?
Well, if your car's not starting and the key's stuck in the ignition, it's probably your battery.
It's probably not going to start just like magically. So Hugh's dealing with a car issue. He'll be here very shortly here. 215-592-9494. The circus music there was not for Hugh Douglas. I mean, it could be, but it wasn't meant for Hugh Douglas. It was meant for the Sixers. We'll get to a lot today. Sirianni, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts' ankle, which continues to be kind of a mysterious thing going on here. Buster Olney will join the show later on the Phillies offseason. By the way, the Soto stuff is starting to pick up a little steam with the Phillies. So we'll get to all that. Kiss the baby later in the show. But we start here with the Sixers, who lose last night in Memphis against a team that started Scottie Pippen Jr. on it. I didn't even know Scottie Pippen Jr. was in the league. I mean, like, I didn't even know he was a thing. And he's on the Memphis Grizzlies starting last night. That's not a good team. They didn't have their best player out there. And the Sixers go down. I know the score was close by the end. It really wasn't. They were down 15 with a few minutes to go. This team is terrible. They look like they're going nowhere fast. Now Paul George is hurt again with the knee issue. So I'm looking at a 2-12 Sixers team. And, you know, in some years you might say, all right, let's just take a deep breath. It's still early. 10 teams make the playoffs because the NBA lets, you know, 2/3 of the teams in. Just relax a little bit. Don't overreact. But I actually think we're underreacting to the Sixers to start this season. This team's bad. It's not a good team. Their best player this year has been a 20-year-old. I mean, like, you don't win anything with 20-year-olds as your most consistent player. They might be nice players, and I like Jared McCain, but they're not going to win anything this year with him as their most consistent player. So I have Joel Embiid off injured and moping around. I have Paul George injured for the second time. Maxey's obviously a good player, but he just got back in there. This is not a good team. It's not going anywhere. And then I was looking for something to feel better about after the game last night. Because, all right, they lose, but at least they were all on the court. I know George is hurt now. But like after the game, are we going to hear them as a strong united front after the game? You know, specifically Joel Embiid talking for the first time after what we know went public a couple days ago. Well, then I saw this quote. I didn't see any video for some reason. No one decided to take a video and put a audio out. Maybe we'll try to track down the audio of Joel Embiid today if we could find it. But I saw this quote from Joel Embiid last night, Philadelphia Inquirer, after the game, asked about the report that came out from Maxey calling him out a couple days ago. Quote, "Whoever leaked that is a real piece of bleep." Okay, so Joel Embiid, woe is me, never showing any remorse, never showing that it's his fault, blaming the person who leaked instead of, you know, him. And then he goes on to say this. "We talked about a lot of things," Embiid said following the Sixers game. Quote, "I don't want to get into the details, but that whole thing with Maxey probably took 30 seconds. But then again, it's Joel Embiid, so we got to make everything blown out of proportion. As Joel Embiid is woe is me, and this is all just on him," right? Blah, blah, blah. Here's the reality. The Sixers are a bad team. They have a leader that doesn't know how to lead, and they're not going anywhere this year. And I've reached the point now, what are we, 14 games into the season? And I know this is probably going to sound extreme, and I don't care. I'm ready to tank this thing. If I were the Sixers, I would sit Embiid the rest of the year. I would not rush George back. He's obviously got some knee issue that has now happened twice in a matter of a month. Like that's, and he's had knee issues before. So that's a 4-year deal. I'm not trying to push him back on the court and then he hurts himself worse and he misses next season. If I were the Sixers, I would sit down with Joel Embiid. I would let George take as long as he needs to feel as good as he needs. And I would start the process of tanking the season. Tank the season. Get a high draft pick. this is not going anywhere anyway. 215-592-9494. So Chandler Parsons, he does a show, I believe, with FanDuel. Recently, he had a similar idea. Now, this was kind of, I think, in the frame of Joel. But now George is hurt again. But just the idea that maybe just punt this year, get a high draft pick. There's a couple of really good prospects, including Cooper Flagg from Duke. I know it feels like Groundhog Day, but sometimes you got to go back in the past to move forward here. Listen to Chandler Parsons recently talking about the Sixers and what he'd do.
You have to start planning this season for sure without Joel Embiid.
Gotcha.
How many times more are you going to put him out there when they know how severe it is? I can't not trust my eyes. I see Joel Embiid. He's in pain. He's not running back. He's not sprinting. He's not changing directions. He's doing nothing that he was doing when he was the MVP. So this is a completely different player. He's not himself, which is why I feel for the guy. And I know him media-wise. He's getting scrutinized. Mm-hmm. He wants to play. And I'm telling you, it's just going to make it worse. So I see this coming to an end here real soon. And I feel for the guy. But I think long-term, this is best. He just re-signed his contract. I think it's going to get shut down here soon. They have to plan with going with Drummond, going with Ubaldo. They have to go with these guys because I just don't see a world this season where Joel Embiid is back to himself.
Well, I don't either. I mean, last night he played relatively well, better than he has in the last few games. But how many of those games are we going to get? One out of every three or four that he's going to look like that? Now George is hurt again. This team is not good. I mean, they've played 14 games. They've won 14% of them. They have the worst record in the NBA. You know, they're probably not going to do this. Like, I know what I'm saying. The Sixers probably would never even think of this. Well, they should. And we're probably going to dance this dance of, can they make the 10th seed in the playoffs? Can they get in? And then what? And then they'll get run out of the gym by the Cavaliers or the Celtics in the first round? Like, let's just be real about this. And that's when the process started. And I know so many people hated this 10 years ago. But part of the reason why I was on board with it then was face reality. The reality is, the way the Sixers were, they were never winning a championship. And the way this Sixers team is, this season's shot. Paul George is damaged goods. Maybe some time, like real time off, could get him ready for whatever the next couple years is, or you keep him healthy to trade him. And Joel Embiid, like, if he had shown some sort of leadership last night, I don't mean on the court, because he did play relatively well. But after the game, to make it the woe is me thing, I mean, these quotes are ridiculous by Joel Embiid last night. Quote, we talked about a lot of things, Embiid said following the game. I don't want to get into details, but that whole thing probably took 30 seconds. He means with Maxey there. But then again, it's Joel Embiid, so we got to make everything blown out of proportion. Now we're talking in the third person here. We got third person talking. We got woe is me talking. And we have Joel Embiid calling out the person who leaked the meeting. We're moving away from the real story here, Joel. It's not that the meeting details got leaked. It's that a meeting was necessary. 215-592-9494. I am ready to tank the rest of the season. I'm shutting Joel Embiid down. I'm telling Paul George, go get healthy. If it takes you 2 months, we'll see when you get back. And I'm planning the future. I want to see McCain and Maxey lead the team. We'll see how good they could be. And then after the season, we'll have options. The Sixers will have likely a top five pick. They could draft a really, you know, high-end player, which they haven't had a chance to draft that high in a long time. And then they can make decisions on, do they trade Joel? Do they trade him for picks, players? Do they trade George? Like, get to next season and reevaluate. Kyle, I'm throwing the towel on this season. I am tanking here. This thing is a done.
I was hanging on for dear life this offseason, saying you got to keep taking swings at this thing. You got a chance to add an actual piece around Joel Embiid and Paul George. We're seeing how that's working out. Not well at all. So when we had this report last week, or was it earlier in the week, about Joel Embiid, or it was Tuesday, right, about the Tyrese Maxey thing?
Yeah, Tuesday.
We said, this is either going to be a turning point where Joel Embiid takes this and says, you know what, he's right, I need to change my ways, and we're all going to soar from there, everything's going to be up. Or he's going to crumble, get mad, take offense to the whole thing. And based on the quotes last night, this went in one ear and right out the other for Joel Embiid. None of that resonated with him at all. I just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel with this Sixers team. And there's some levers you can pull. You can fire Nick Nurse. That does nothing for me. Like, that to me is the equivalent of the house is on fire, but my dishes are dirty. Let's wash the dishes. Like, no, get out of the burning house. It feels like the only possible way to make this season, like, it palatable for anybody is to try and end this whole thing right now. You can maybe just cut your losses, get a healthier Joel Embiid next year, even though that's sort of a tough thing to bank on. And if you end up getting the number one pick, then you get another exciting white here in Philadelphia, and you're going to wave the white flag for Cooper Flagg.
Oh,
Joe,
like
I'm
that.
All in.
Oh,
I'm in.
Wave the white flag for Cooper Flagg. And if you don't know that name, you will soon. He's the top prospect out of Duke, who probably be the number one pick in the NBA draft next year. 215-592-9494. A lot of conversation last couple days on Joel Embiid. And you can weigh in on Joel specifically and what he said last night. Whoever leaked that is a real piece of bleep. That was his reaction. Like, this is the ultimate missing the message here. Like, you're missing the point, Joel. I mean, this reminds me of when, like, my kids are 9 and 7, and they fight sometimes, and they push each other, and then, like, they don't get, like, you're responsible for your action, right? Now, you can't say, well, he said this. That's what this is. This is, like, watching this two kids under 10 argue and like, well, he said this and he said that. Well, you can't shove him.
Shame on anybody, and me included, for thinking that he was going to have any kind of change in mentality, work ethic, all this stuff. Like, this whole idea, because I was against him going to the Olympics, like vehemently.
Yep.
And I remember some of the arguments for it was, well, he's going to be around winners, and he's going to learn he's going to learn how to win, be around LeBron, and absorb his great work ethic. Nonsense. Like, none of that seemed to have gotten. It doesn't seem like there's any getting through to Joel Embiid. Honestly, like, if he's not going to change now, when can we ever expect him to?
No, this is who he is. And unfortunately, he's a diminished player physically. So you have, I mean, you saw it last night. He's moping up and down the court. He at one point, he's like touching his knee, or like he looked like he was really hurt when they were down 15 with 4 minutes to go. He's not the same player. They have issues throughout the team. And let me give you quickly, and we'll go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. I'm ending the Sixer season today. I'm tanking this thing. Wave the white flag for Cooper Flagg. I'm done. This team's not any good. Let me throw out an example of in the NFL and why this could work, okay? So we're seeing it right now with the New York Giants. Last year we saw it with the Denver Broncos. The Sixers have two players that are potential trade candidates after the season. And I think we all realize they can't trade Joel today. They can't trade Paul George today because they just signed massive contracts. They could trade him in the offseason, though. They could trade him next summer. But they're not going to be able to trade him if they're terribly, you know, in a bad way physically. And this year in the NFL, just happened this week, we were having fun with the Tommy DeVito stuff. The Giants are benching Daniel Jones. He stinks. Who cares about Daniel Jones? But they're doing it because they want to cut him after the season. And if he gets hurt, they owe him a lot of money. Last year, same thing happened in the NFL with Russell Wilson. The Broncos were in a playoff race. They were like 500-ish. They sat Russell Wilson down because they wanted to cut him and they didn't want him to get hurt. Well, I view this the same way. The tank here, I'm proposing is shut Paul George down. He might be hurt for a while anyway, and shut Joel Embiid down. That way in the offseason, you know, get a full year out of McCain, get a full year out of Maxey. They'll lose a ton of basketball games, and we could reassess. Like, all right, where is this team? Maxey after a full year, McCain after his full rookie season, a very high pick. Maybe they get the number one pick, they get Cooper Flagg. All right, that's the trio now to move forward with. Do we want Joel as a part of this? Do we want to ship him off for whatever we could get? Do we want George a part of this? Do we want to ship him off for whatever we could get? That gives you an opportunity to have those guys as healthy as possible. I recognize it's only, what, November, what is today's day, 21st? We're a week before Thanksgiving. I don't care. I've watched 14 basketball games here, and this team is a disaster. 215-592-9494. Where are you at this morning? Your reaction, Embiid, his reaction, and your reaction to it last night, the whole Maxey meeting thing. He called whoever leaked it a piece of bleep, and he said, well, you know, basically, it's woe is me act. Oh, it's all about Joel Embiid. Yes, it's all about Joel Embiid. You're the star player on the team. Of course, it's going to be all about you. Your reaction, Embiid, the loss last night, and are you with me? And Kyle, would you tank this thing? Hugh will be here when his car gets taken care of. This is a prime day for the Hugh. Does he do anything for us drop? I mean, it's, come on, Hugh.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
What are we doing? No,
I mean, what are we paying for?
That's actually the question today. Now, Hugh will be here shortly. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington starts us off. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, well, you mean, I'll tell you what's not up. The basketball team at 2-12.
Apparently, Hugh's battery isn't either. So,
nope.
All right. So, Joe, you said that when you said, I think it's time for them to tank, I don't even think they even have to try. This team is terrible. Like, okay, yes, setting Joel down, that's probably what they should do. Because the quickest, I think the NBA is the quickest league to be able to retool a team from being bad to good. So, if it means shutting down Paul George and Joel, that's going to be an easy lottery pick. because right now they're not even good enough if you keep those guys on the court whenever they play. So the way I look at it, they're not even really going to have to try that hard to tank.
Well, and they've gotten off to a great start, right? If Tank is the solution, they've got the first 20% in the bag. I mean, they've already lost 12 games. They just keep going.
Yeah, Joel just doesn't get it. I mean, the idea that he's calling somebody a piece of crap for putting something out there tells you that it definitely was said in the meeting. So he's mad about that already.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, because there is a world where they could have downplayed what was said. Maybe the reporting was a little off, right? But no, you're right, by him getting that frustrated, it's clear that it was pointed at him and he didn't like it.
He could have said, "Yeah, look, we had some words. We got it all settled. We got it cleared. We're trying to move forward, not call somebody a piece of crap." So
he also could have said, "You know what? I needed to hear that. I'm going to be a better teammate." But instead, it was, "Oh, it's a bigger deal because it's me." Like, there's just no awareness, Jeff. That, like, you're right. He doesn't get it, Jeff. Good phone call. He doesn't get it. And some players in sports don't get it. But, you know, like, if you have LeBron James in his prime, he got it. But if you have a player of that caliber in his prime, you deal with it. There are certain players in sports you deal with. You know, did T.O. get it? Obviously not. But at one point, he was amazing. Did Randy Moss? No, but they were amazing players. This isn't an amazing player anymore. He's a good player who might have every fourth night give you what he gave you last night with 30-plus points. Those quotes last night after the game, you add that to everything else, and it's like, really, man? That's your reaction? That it's blown? It's not blown up because it's you, Joel Embiid. You don't think this would be a story if it was the Warriors and someone called Steph Curry out? Of course it would be. Like, anyone that's a top 10 player in the league and they get called out by their teammates for not showing up on time, that's a major story. If I'm the Sixers, and Daryl Morey is always about percentages and numbers and title chances. If I'm Daryl Morey, I'm looking at the reality today that this season's done. There is a big-time NBA draft class next year. The Sixers, obviously the fan base here has been palatable to this. We did this for years. Do it again. This doesn't have to be a four-year reset, right? They have Maxey. They have McCain. If they get a top-five pick and nail it, they've got options next season. They could go young with three young good players. They could keep Embiid and George if they want to rehabilitate them, or they could ship one or both of them out of here and start from there. Ed in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
Oh, has much changed in the last decade? It just feels like we started the process at one point, now we're back to square one. To say I'm frustrated is an understatement. Where I think the Sixers are really screwed in this whole deal is, what are they going to be able – they may have to give up draft picks to – have some team take these contracts off their hands in the offseason. I mean, am I missing? I mean, what value does Embiid and George have in the offseason?
Not much, Ed, and that's part of why I want to make sure they're as healthy as they could be when we get there. So whatever value a team puts on them, it's not diminished by them, you know, like a whole year of George having nagging knee issues. But you're right, and Ed, that's why them being as bad as possible this year actually could behoove them, right? They secure a top five pick. They get that kind of player because you're right. They may have to attach future first round picks just to get off these guys.
Yeah. And I'm envious of what Sam Presti's doing in Oklahoma City to where it was kind of process light. Really all he did was trade overvalued contracts for draft picks. And he's somehow able to kind of turn that around quicker. I mean, I was a huge Hinkie guy, but Sixers are really in a bind here. And I think, you know, if they get a lottery pick for sucking this year, like, they may have to package that to get rid of Embiid and George. And that's like the conundrum they're in.
Yeah, it really is. It's as bad as the start of a season as I can remember. Ed, it's a good phone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, Ed is right. They may have to move off to get off of George or Embiid. They may have to attach picks. I mean, they did that with Horford. Right, that's how they got Horford out of here. And by the way, that's why the Sixers pick this year has some protection attached, but it belongs to the Thunder. Now, they'll keep it if it's really high. But if it's like the 8th or 9th or 10th pick, it goes to Oklahoma City. So like, if the Sixers are going to be bad, there's no in-between this season. They can't be just kind of bad because they're going to lose their first-round pick then. They got to be really bad. I haven't said these words and said them with, like, excitement, and I'm trying to find the positive in the nonsense here. I haven't said the word tank in the Sixers in a good way in, like, I don't know, 10 years. Because I was all for it 10 years ago. What Emmy was 12. Time moves fast. But here we are again. And I think it's the only way out now. They recognized all those years ago the only way to try to build a winner was to lose. And right now they tried to build a winner and they're losing anyway. It's time to lose on purpose. I would shut George down. I would shut Embiid down. I would tank this thing. 215-592-9494. We will do Hughes Clues next, with or without Hugh Douglas, who is trying to get his car taken care of and get here. Plus, if the Sixers ended today, what are the odds they do land the number one pick in the draft? We'll tell you about that next. Would you tank this thing? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. This hour sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes. Fly on Philip on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Sixers lottery odds. I can't believe we're here. And your phone calls next on Sports Radio 9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
34 WIP. of funerals lately here on the Midday Show. This one for the 2024-25 Sixers, as we say goodbye at 2-12. It's not even Thanksgiving, and we're saying goodbye. A little Amazing Grace. Bow your head, and let's tank this thing. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas on his way, or at least getting himself together to get here. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yes, I'm taking the season. If I'm the Sixers right now, I would say, look, we're 2-12. This is going nowhere fast. Even if they do rally somehow to make, I don't know, the play-in, they're going to get boat raced by the Cavs or the Celtics in the playoffs anyway. This thing is a waste of time. I would tank it. I would shut down George and Embiid so they have some, whatever trade value they have, they keep it into the offseason. I would let McCain and Maxey show what they could do, and we're waving the white flag for Cooper Flagg here. This is the best Sixers idea that I've come up with in 5 years. Let's do this. Tank this thing.
There are talks, by the way, speaking of Joel,
okay,
about Hugh Douglas pulling a Joel Embiid today.
Oh, is that what the people are saying? Well, he's not here on time.
No, late.
And he's not really going to know what's going on when he gets here anyway.
And the next step is to leak the details of the meeting.
Oh, no.
Is Hugh going to call us out and be upset that about what we're executing on the show today?
He might, and then he'll have a good show tomorrow, but then call us out afterwards. That's what's going to happen?
Calls a POS.
Yeah, he could. All right, speaking of Joel Douglas over here, Hugh's on the phone. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hugh, what's going on? How are you?
I am good, man. I'm on my way to work. I should be there in a few minutes. I had a little car trouble this morning. It's safe to say that this is probably the last day for this pickup truck because we don't play – we don't play with messed up vehicles. We don't do that. We don't do that.
All right. Well, there you go. With me, because we could spin it to a positive. Hugh's going to get a new truck.
Hugh's waving the white flag on his truck.
I guess he. Hugh, what are you
waving the white flag? She got to go.
All right, Hugh. Before you set up Hugh's clues for us today, I need your take on this. You left me alone for 20 minutes, so I decided to tank the rest of the Sixer season. I'm shutting down Embiid. I'm shutting down George. I'm going for a high draft pick. Hugh, are you ready to throw the white towel on the season after they lose again last night? And Joel said the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep.
No, you know, I was listening to the show, and it doesn't surprise me that he said that because the first thing that we talked about, Joe, I was like, why all of a sudden do you leak these stories? And I had a feeling he would probably have an attitude with that because he's been doing this his whole life. He's been doing this his whole career since he's been here. So he's focused on the wrong thing right now. I was kind of surprised that he came out and played the way that he did, but, you know, his pride's on the line now. He's focused on the wrong thing, Joe. And as far as tanking for the season, this ain't the NFL, man. You can't do that because you're not guaranteed to get that first pick. That's the unfortunate part about the WNBA. You'll probably get more lottery balls, but that doesn't guarantee you're gonna get Cooper. What's his name? Cooper Flagg. You're
Cooper
not gonna
Flagg.
Get him. Not guaranteed.
No, he's. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. So yeah, they've changed the lottery the last couple of years. You're right. Just because you get the worst. You know, worst record doesn't mean you get the top pick. So the Sixers right now have the worst record, and they have a 52.1% chance at a top four pick, but only 14% chance, even if they finish that bad, at the number one pick. All right, I'll keep fighting this fight. We're excited to have you here. But, Hugh, before you get off the phone, we got a great prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down for fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue happy hour available at the bar. Enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. So we have a way we love to give away a prize, a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh?
No.
We haven't seen him.
He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, everybody, I got a good one for you today. Even though I'm not at work, I did a lot of hard work, thanks a lot, Kyle, for this first clue. And this first clue is a multi-talented individual that was not guest for CompoCon yesterday.
Oh, okay.
A multi-talented individual that was not guest for CompoCon yesterday.
So it's kind of a double whammy. You got to guess a multi-talented individual, and you got to know the show. If you were listening yesterday, you would know who was and who was not guest. All right, it's a good first clue, Hugh. We'll drive safe, and we'll see you when you get here, all right?
I'll be there in a minute.
Hurry
all right.
up.
All right. You come on. We're on the air. Let's go. There he goes. Hugh Douglas, who said he'll be here in a minute. 215-592-9494. So there you go. First clue today for Hugh's Clues. We haven't played this particular game in a while, so we're excited for this one today. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you with me? I'm ready to tank the season. Your reaction to Embiid, everything, if you haven't reacted to Embiid the last couple days, but specifically last night, what he said, talking about how the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep, which is just like the least accountability you're going to have.
I got bad news for you, Joel. That guy who leaked it is probably either your coach or one of your teammates.
Yeah, and we did some reckless speculation the other day, and I think the coach is the most. And you know what? I wonder if Joel has the same theory that I do, that it was Nurse that leaked it, and he's basically calling him that out loud. It's like, you ever talk about someone to someone else, but they can hear you? Like that kind of thing? That's kind of what this feels like. Demon is up next on WIP. Hey, Demon.
Yo, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
Hey, man, listen, I'm not ready to tank. And like you said, I don't think we can even do it. You know what I mean? Trying to get the number one draft pick, but I think we got to give our boys a little time. I know you, Kyle, and y'all, you and Joe, y'all down on it, right? And I think it's too early, man. It's only been a couple games, and they only played, what, one game together?
It's been 14 games, Demon, 14. They stink.
Playing, though.
Oh, they've won a couple games.
You're right. They've only played, what, four or five games together, all of them, if that? I mean, but now George is hurt, so when are we going to get all these guys playing together?
I would say probably another like 20 games. But look, check this out, y'all. Check this out. I'm gonna throw something at y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
McCain and Maxey. But I think when Maxey come back and he'd be really truly healthy, I think we can throw McCain and Maxey, even though they're small. I would throw them out there. But McCain be the point and let Maxey be the shooting guard, man, and move forward. And if George fit in, when he come back, he fit in. But Embiid has been the most dominant player ever to lace up in a Sixers uniform. We have to recognize that. And I do understand it's taking him some time to ramp up on the injuries, man. You got to give him a little bit of time. Now, the crap about being late and all that, I get it. He is a star. He's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to be a leader, a captain of the team, all those things. And he got to lead by example. Y'all right on that stuff. So, Ronnie up about that. But about his effort on the floor, and right now, I would say give him some time, man. Give him some time.
Demon, I get it, and I'm sure other people out there feel the same way. They don't want to throw the towel in a season. I'm a towel thrower. When I feel like something's over, I throw that towel and I run away. Demon, what do you got for us? Give us your guess. Hughes Clues, multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
I would have to say multi-talent.
Someone that has more than one talent. What do you got?
I got Kyle.
Kyle?
More than one.
Kyle Quinn, the producer of this show.
Kyle's
an
idiot.
Yeah, I got Kyle.
What are his multi-talents? I mean, you got to name him now.
Well, he's always trying to deter somebody on the phone line.
Well, that he does badger the witnesses. Yeah, does that.
Yeah. But
I put you right to the top, Demon. I don't want to hear it.
Thanks, y'all.
Demon, you got it. And that is absolutely not a winning answer, but it's...
What do you mean absolutely not a winning answer?
Well, that's not what Hugh's thinking of
I've today. Done stand-up comedy.
That's true.
I'm a producer.
Now, did we ever decide if that stand-up comedy was good? You get good laughs?
Yeah, I got a lot of laughs. We can get... Conklin was a witness.
Could you do a full set?
Not off the cuff right now.
No, but do you think you could one day?
Yeah.
I think you should try.
I agree. I may one day.
I think that's a real talent to do that. To be able to do, like, obviously what Joe does. Like, stand-up comedians, that's hard.
That whole thing, so, the thing about that was sort of, it was a mandate by Angelo, basically.
Oh, right.
So I almost had a deadline to write a set in, like, a week.
So you didn't really get to let it breathe. You had to just, like,
so, like, I had to lock in and just, like, write a full set, like, immediately. Whereas, like, I feel like I could come up with things, write them down, and then eventually have built a full set. And I think it would work out really well.
Well, if you want to be a winner for a topic like this, you got to do a full set. That's the way it works. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You're not there. Well, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Yeah, no, Mr. Joel Douglas over here, late for the team meeting. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, man. I was telling Kyle, man, at first, I'm really with the trade, Joel and B, but Kyle was letting me know that
some doofus put in the contract that he can't be traded. Like, that was a bonehead move. Like I said this a couple of days ago, Joel Embiid's holding his organization hostage. And I feel like he's not going to never win a championship. I feel like he had the same attitude. He was laughing when they asked him a question that last night about the meeting. He laughed about it. He's still immature. Like, I don't think this guy is ever going to mature into the player that we want him to be. We can't even beat a John Morant-less team. We're losing to teams that's not even superior team. We're losing to garbage teams. And I feel like we have to tank at this point. We're 2-12. We're not beating Boston. We're not beating the Knicks. We're not contending for any like, we're going to be another eighth seed again. We're going to be a playing team and get smoked in the first round again.
Yep.
That's where this heading to, Joe. And I feel like, how are you going to get mad? Because, you know, you got called out. You're the star of this team, Joel. Like, time and time again, like, to me, somebody told me this right now that it seems like Joel Embiid is giving the city of Philadelphia and the fans his ass to kiss right now. But he got that new contract. Right now, I feel like he's just doing what he wants to do, like a big kid, like a high school baby. And to me, you need tough love, Joel. Like, at this point, I feel like he's the kind of player, he'll go somewhere else and end up winning the championship because that's the kind of bonehead he is. You know, this always happens with Philadelphia. Like, we get him up out of here, and then he goes somewhere else and win the championship. So at this point, I'm all in for Cooper Flagg. Joel Embiid, you know, we tried to hang in there with you, but this year has been a complete disaster. You give the city of Philadelphia no hope at all. And, like, at this point, man, I'm just done with this dude. Like, every star player repaired him what didn't work. And Paul George, this guy is damn as good. He can't even land on his feet right.
Yeah, he's made his class. Terrence, he's made a class. Unfortunately, and look, George is a good player, but they signed him at 35 years old, and he's had so many knee injuries. I'm not surprised he's banged up. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Terrence, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
Oh, man, I'll say Will Smith. I don't know if it was named yesterday, but I'll say Will.
Terrence! 100%, man. Boom, you hit it.
Oh, man.
You hit Hughes Clues without Hugh here. What does that even mean? We never did that before. Usually, Hugh's got to congratulate you. Terrence, you got you. We got you. $50 gift card to the melting pot there to Terrence.
What's easy?
We got to blame Hugh for that. Too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave it away in the first segment.
Hugh wasn't at the team meeting. He's late for everything.
And
he's
going to
come in upset about what we're executing with Hughes Clues. This is the parallels to Joel Embiid and the Sixers right now are staggering.
I can't believe Joel Douglas is really part of this thing now. He might be a high seed in the tournament of Hughes coming up in March. So, yeah, someone pointed out, and I guess it was Terrence there that said it, that they can't trade Joel Embiid right now. Yeah, that is by the rule. When you sign a max extension, there is a period of time where you have to stay on the roster. Like, the Sixers couldn't, by rule, trade Joel Embiid today. It doesn't mean they can't soon. I believe it's March 19th, so that is post-trade deadline. It's next offseason. Let's keep it simple. The Sixers are not eligible to trade Joel until next offseason. But that's part of the reason I want to tank this. I'm not letting him go out there, mope around, flop around for the next 40 games and hurt himself further, and then he goes into next offseason needing more surgery. Like, just sit him down. Again, I referenced the Giants with Daniel Jones. Last year, the Broncos with Russell Wilson. This happens in the NFL. When teams don't want their quarterback to get hurt, they just say, you just benched. You just sit down because we need to move off you in the offseason, and you being healthy helps us move off you. Sixers could do the same thing. And you know, there's this like bravado of, well, let's give them time. They'll figure it out. Let's be real. Sometimes you got to be real in sports. And when something is rotten, you got to call it rotten. It's a rotten team. They're not good enough. I like McCain a lot, but he's 20 years old. 20-year-old guards are not going to lead you anywhere in their rookie year. Let him develop. Put the ball in his hands, him and Max. I'd be excited to watch that. If you sat down, George, and you told Embiid to just go home for whatever, like just go hang out. We'll trade you in the offseason. Then I'd actually be more interested in watching the Sixers down the stretch of the season. I'd give me something to watch. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Hugh had some car issues. He's on his way. Hugh's Clues blown up in the first segment without Hugh here. That's on him, not on us. Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry is up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
What's up, Jerry?
How you doing? I just wanted to say I think you're absolutely wrong about tanking. And the reason why is because we're Philadelphia fans, and we're used to this. We never win anything, but we never give up either. And we still have, what, 68 more games to play? So, yeah, Embiid is looking really sluggish. He probably has a hangover from the Knicks series last year. Maxey is still adjusting to the weight he put on. But either way, even if they tank, there's no way we're getting Cooper flagged.
Well, they could.
No, there's no way.
Why?
Because the Sixers always pick the wrong guy. We got Ben Simmons. We got Markel Fultz. We got Sean Bradley.
Now, Jerry, you're right. But to be fair, they've been better in the draft lately, right? They took Maxey when he was there. They got McCain this year. They've been a little better lately.
But they were all – what picks did they go? Did they top five?
No. They were like 16th and then, you know, whatever, Maxey was 20th, 21st, around there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like we just got to suffer through this. If they win 45, 50 games – and get a 7th, 8th seed or whatever, or 10th, like you said, there's a chance. The same way we believed last year, and the same way we believed all the other years, we're going to just ride it out. But I feel like getting rid of Embiid is, like, pointless right now.
Well, it's pointless if you believe still. If you believe still in the future of this thing. Jerry, if you're giving up, like, you got to wave that white flag, Jerry. Jerry, it's a good phone call. You know, I think in today's message on the Midday Show is it's okay to give up. It is okay to throw the white flag.
Quitting is fine.
We don't need bravado. We can just quit. I have a white flag in my hand, and I'm throwing it at Hugh Douglas as he walks in the studio here. It's okay to say goodbye. By the way,
I heard all the mean and hurtful things.
Well,
I
that's
said
okay.
About
you
on the
yeah, air. Yeah.
Not from me.
Must have been a piece of bleep that said those things. By the way, our last caller mentioned, what if the Sixers win 45 or 50 games this year? Can we do math on this show sometimes. Mm. To get to 50 wins, they
good
have
luck
to
with that.
48-20.
We might need
48-20.
We might need a statistic from Hugh on the Sixers. We need to find what that, like, we had the points per game with the Eagles.
Oh no!
What's the Hugh? How many games will the Sixers end up winning this season?
So they are 2-12 right now. As Hugh Douglas walks in the studio,
you know what's funny? I think back to the afternoon show. Remember when he was hurt and they were talking about how the season was going to be. You know, he wasn't going to play that much. He's going to have, and they had it at like 45 wins, like barely getting into the playoffs, something like that. With all of this going on right now, you could cut that 45 in half.
23 wins?
You could probably cut that in half. This is dysfunctional. It doesn't surprise me, though, because a lot of times, because I've been this guy before. You know how when you are, or you have a come to Jesus moment, you have an intervention. That's what you want to call it. And as a guy who didn't realize, you know, didn't really receive the message well, I was more focused on who told on me. You know what I mean?
You really are Joel Douglas today.
No, I'm saying, because I mean, and I understand that because that's your focus instead of why did it get to this point?
Right.
You know, and for him to voice that, that's amazing. Because he like at his age, that just shows signs of immaturity because it took a while. Like, to be honest, it took a while for me to get to that point where you start to look at yourself when other people are saying stuff. It's hard to do. And for him to be in that moment and not understand what the overlying message was, I mean, I get that. And I had a feeling that was going to be the case because, Joe, he's been doing this for years. This is not the first time that this has happened. They've let him do this for so long that he's gotten to the point now where he doesn't see that he might be the problem.
And he needs to be the answer, and he ends up being the problem here. And by the way, last night, if they had lost to Ja Morant, who wasn't in the game last night, or they had lost to Golden State or Oklahoma City, I think you might be like, all right, it was their first game back together, Maxey was a little rusty, you just kind of excuse another loss. That team's not any good they played last night. The team on the court from Memphis that was up 14 with 3 minutes to go, they're not any good.
I looked at FanDuel to see what the updated win total projection was for the Sixers.
I guess 41.5.
You're wrong because it's pulled from the website. So is the Sixers to make the playoffs or not.
They're probably waiting on the George injury news.
But they're trying to reassess the situation.
Yeah, before they get crushed with under bets. When everyone's just running to bet the under. Man overboard. This thing, we're going overboard here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to a guy who I think has been waiting for this day for a long time. His name's Mad Mike. He is up next on WIP. Hey, Mad Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, I could feel the smile through your voice.
The smugness.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
You know why I'm smiling? Because for years, people have called me a clown, a moron. My take on Joel was stupid, but I've been right the entire time. And take that, Spike Eskin, and your stupid love for Joel Embiid. Take that, Spike.
Like, I'm sorry. He is the biggest loser fraud in this city. And I at this point, I just cut him. Just cut. I eat the money. I don't care. I never want to see him put on another Sixers uniform for the rest of my life, for the rest of his life. He's a loser. He's always going to be a child. He's always going to be a moron. And he's just like Sirianni. Like, he's a clown. So I've had enough of it. Just pay him his $193 million that you should have never gave him. Oh, and, you know, maybe let's sign some more 35-year-olds that are always injured. That sounds like a good winning plan, guys. Like, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but who are the idiots running this team? And you know why they signed him? And then why they signed Paul George? Because they wanted a Chinatown sports complex that no one wants. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you would think a 35-year-old with injury history would be a red flag. Instead, they just threw $200-something million at him. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Mike's not the only one out there who probably feels this way. There's a lot of people out there
vindicated.
That feel like this thing.
We worked with one. That feels super vindicated.
Who's that? Oh, Howard. Yeah, well, he was with us last night. By the way, thank you to everyone who came out last night to Chickies for
great
the
time.
Travis Mannion event. It was great. It was really, there were a lot of people there. Thank you to Lane and Mylotta and BG who came out, and people were really excited to see them. But you're right, Howard was behind the bar last night, just smiling from ear to ear. Like the most, Howard, we've seen in a while. Yeah, that was yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly, we'll get to a lot in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls. Hugh is here. He is sitting down now. He was standing for his first.
Hugh's Clues got guests, by the way.
Yeah, right away.
Already?
Yeah,
second
guess.
Answer.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's your fault.
It's my listen, accountability. I take full accountability
See,
for that.
Joel learned
from
this.
I have to because I wasn't here. I didn't. You know,
you can't complain about what we're executing when you're late.
I can't complain. I will be held accountable for being late to work today. I apologize.
Can't wait for the report tomorrow that the person who leaked this story is a piece of bleep.
Who told everybody?
As we say it live on the air. All right, your phone call's coming quickly. When's your next game? Tomorrow at home? Tomorrow at home, right? What's that reception for Joel Embiid tomorrow night?
Mixed.
It's going to be mixed.
I think mixed is the safe bet because I feel
like. But I think there could be some real bougie here tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's Nets at home tomorrow.
I think there's going to be some booze.
It could be crickets. Does anyone even want to go to these games anymore?
I want to go. I want to go see. like seriously, all jokes aside, Kyle, I will go just to see the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I want to be able to read. I want to see, you know, just to be there to see what the reception is going to be.
Usually, Joel gets cheered by the crowd. I just wonder tomorrow night if it's a little bit different. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls on the Sixers and Embiid. Would you tank this thing? I would go full tank right now and just end this. When we get back, there's also something that could be in the cards soon for Nick Sirianni that I want to get ahead of.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Well, you will. You might. You might want to hear this convo, Nick. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, you know, it's never too late or never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you're into your holiday shopping right now, move Hatfield Pork to the top of your list. You may be wondering, Hugh, what are you talking about? It's turkey season. No, it's not. It's time for something different. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield variety of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.
A lot of funerals lately here on the Midday Show. This one for the 2024-25 Sixers, as we say goodbye at 2-12. It's not even Thanksgiving, and we're saying goodbye. A little Amazing Grace. Bow your head, and let's tank this thing. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas on his way, or at least getting himself together to get here. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yes, I'm taking the season. If I'm the Sixers right now, I would say, look, we're 2-12. This is going nowhere fast. Even if they do rally somehow to make, I don't know, the play-in, they're going to get boat raced by the Cavs or the Celtics in the playoffs anyway. This thing is a waste of time. I would tank it. I would shut down George and Embiid so they have some, whatever trade value they have, they keep it into the offseason. I would let McCain and Maxey show what they could do, and we're waving the white flag for Cooper Flagg here. This is the best Sixers idea that I've come up with in 5 years. Let's do this. Tank this thing.
There are talks, by the way, speaking of Joel,
okay,
about Hugh Douglas pulling a Joel Embiid today.
Oh, is that what the people are saying? Well, he's not here on time.
No, late.
And he's not really going to know what's going on when he gets here anyway.
And the next step is to leak the details of the meeting.
Oh, no.
Is Hugh going to call us out and be upset that about what we're executing on the show today?
He might, and then he'll have a good show tomorrow, but then call us out afterwards. That's what's going to happen.
Call us a POS.
Yeah, he could. All right, speaking of Joel Douglas over here, Hugh's on the phone. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hugh, what's going on? How are you?
I am good, man. I'm on my way to work. I should be there in a few minutes. I had a little car trouble this morning. It's safe to say that this is probably the last day for this pickup truck because we don't play with messed up vehicles. We don't do that.
Well, all right. Well, there you go. With me, because we could spin it to a positive. Hugh's going to get a new truck.
Hugh's waving the white flag on his truck.
I guess he. Hugh, waving
the white flag. She got to go.
All right, Hugh. Before you set up Hugh's clues for us today, I need your take on this. You left me alone for 20 minutes, so I decided to tank the rest of the Sixer season. I'm shutting down Embiid. I'm shutting down George. I'm going for a high draft pick. Hugh, are you ready to throw the white towel on the season after they lose again last night? And Joel said the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep.
No, you know, I was listening to the show, and it does surprise me that he said that, because the first thing that we talked about, Joe, I was like, why all of a sudden do you leak these stories? And I had a feeling he would probably have an attitude with that, because he's been doing this his whole life. He's been doing this his whole career since he's been here. So he's focused on the wrong thing right now. I was kind of surprised that he came out and played the way that he did, but, you know, his pride's on the line now. He's focused on the wrong thing, Joe. And as far as tanking for the season, this ain't the NFL, man. You can't do that, because you're not guaranteed to get that first pick. That's the unfortunate part about the WNBA. You'll probably get more lottery balls, but that doesn't guarantee you're gonna get Cooper. What's his name? Cooper Flagg. You're not gonna get him. Not guaranteed.
No, he's. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. So yeah, they've changed the lottery the last couple years. You're right. Just because you get the worst. You know, worst record doesn't mean you get the top pick. So the Sixers right now have the worst record, and they have a 52.1% chance at a top four pick, but only 14% chance, even if they finish that bad, at the number one pick. All right, I'll keep fighting this fight. We're excited to have you here. But, Hugh, before you get off the phone, we got a great prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down for fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue Happy Hour available at the bar. Enjoy half off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. So we have a way we love to give away a prize, a little game I like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh?
No.
We haven't seen him.
He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, everybody, I got a good one for you today. Even though I'm not at work, I did a lot of hard work, thanks a lot, Kyle, for this first clue. And this first clue is a multi-talented individual that was not guest for CompoCon yesterday.
Oh, okay.
A multi-talented individual that was not guest for CompoCon yesterday.
So this is kind of a double whammy. You got to guess a multi-talented individual, and you got to know the show. If you were listening yesterday, you would know who was and who was not guest. All right, it's a good first clue, Hugh. We'll drive safe, and we'll see you when you get here, all right?
I'll be there in a minute.
Hurry
all right.
up.
All right. You come on. We're on the air. Let's go. There he goes. Hugh Douglas, who said he'll be here in a minute. 215-592-9494. So there you go. First clue today for Hugh's Clues. We haven't played this particular game in a while, so we're excited for this one today. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you with me? I'm ready to tank the season. Your reaction to Embiid, everything. If you haven't reacted to Embiid the last couple of days, but specifically last night, what he said, talking about how the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep, which is just like the least accountability you're going to have.
I got bad news for you, Joel. That guy who leaked it is probably either your coach or one of your teammates.
Yeah, and we did some reckless speculation the other day, and I think the coach is the most. And you know what? I wonder if Joel has the same theory that I do, that it was Nurse that leaked it, and he's basically calling him that out loud. It's like, you ever talk about someone to someone else, but they can hear you? Like that kind of thing? That's kind of what this feels like. Demon is up next on WIP. Hey, Demon.
Yo, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
Hey, man, listen, I'm not ready to tank. And like you said, I don't think we can even do it. You know what I mean? Trying to get the number one draft pick. But I think we got to give our boys a little time. I know you, Kyle, and y'all, you and Joe, y'all down on it, right? And I think it's too early, man. It's only been a couple games, and they only played, what, one game together?
It's been 14 games, Demon, 14. They stink.
Won a couple games.
You're right. They've only played, what, four or five games together, all of them, if that? I mean, you're but now George is hurt, so when are we going to get all these guys playing together?
I would say probably another, like, 20 games. But look, check this out, y'all. I'm going to throw something at y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
McCain and Maxey, but I think when Maxey come back and he'd be really, truly healthy, I think we can throw McCain and Maxey, even though they're small. I would throw them out there. But McCain be the point, and let Maxey be the shooting guard, man, and move forward. And if George fit in, when he come back, he fit in. But Embiid has been the most dominant player ever to lace up in a Sixers uniform. We have to recognize that. And I do understand it's taking him some time to ramp up on the injuries, man. You got to give him a little bit of time. Now, the crap about being late and all that, I get it. He is a star. He's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to be a leader, a captain of the team, all those things, and he got to lead by example. Y'all right on that stuff. So line him up about that. But about his effort on the floor, and right now, I would say give him some time, man. Give him some time.
Demon, I get it, and I'm sure other people out there feel the same way. They don't want to throw the towel on a season. I'm a towel thrower. When I feel like something's over, I throw that towel and I run away. Demon, what do you got for us? Give us your guess. Hughes Clues, multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
I would have to say Kyle.
Someone that has more than one talent. What do you got?
I got Kyle.
Kyle?
More than one.
Kyle Quinn, the producer of this show.
Kyle's an idiot.
What are his multi-talents? I mean, you got to name him now.
Well, he's always trying to deter somebody on the phone line.
Well, he does badger the witnesses. Yeah, does that.
Yeah. But I put you right
to the top, Demon. I don't want to hear it.
Thanks, y'all.
Demon, you got it. And that is absolutely not a winning answer, but it's...
What do you mean absolutely not a winning answer?
Well, that's not what Hugh's thinking of.
I've done stand-up comedy.
That's true.
I'm a producer.
Now, did we ever decide if that stand-up comedy was good? You get good laughs?
Yeah, I got a lot of laughs. We can get... Conklin was a witness.
Could you do a full set?
Not off the cuff right now.
No, but do you think you could one day?
Yeah.
I think you should try.
I agree. I may one day.
I think that's a real talent to do that. To be able to do, like, obviously what Joe does. Like, stand-up comedians, that's hard.
That whole thing, so the thing about that was sort of, it was a mandate by Angelo, basically.
Oh, right.
So I almost had a deadline to write a set in, like, a week.
So you didn't really get to let it breathe. You got to just, like,
so, like, I had to lock in and just, like, write a full set, like, immediately. Whereas, like, I feel like I could come up with things, write them down, and then eventually have built a full set. And I think it would work out really well.
Well, if you want to be a winner for a topic like this, you got to do a full set. That's the way it works. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You're not there. Well, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Yeah, no, Mr. Joel Douglas over here, late for the team meeting. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, man. I was telling Kyle, man, at first, I'm really with the trade, Joel and B, but Kyle was letting me know that some doofus put in the contract that he can't be traded. Like, that was a bonehead move. Like I said this a couple of days ago, Joel Embiid's holding his organization hostage. And I feel like he's not going to never win a championship. I feel like he had the same attitude. He was laughing when they asked him a question last night about the meeting. He laughed about it. He's still immature. Like, I don't think this guy is ever going to mature into the player that we want him to be. We can't even beat a John Morant-less team. We're losing to teams that's not even superior teams. We're losing to garbage teams. And I feel like we have to tank at this point. We're 2-12. We're not beating Boston. We're not beating the Knicks. We're not contending for any like, we're going to be an AFC again. We're going to be a playing team and get smoked in the first round again.
Yep.
That's where this is heading to, Joe. And I feel like, how are you going to get mad? Because, you know, you got called out. You're the star of this team, Joel. Like, time and time again, like, to me, somebody told me this right now, that it seems like Joel Embiid is giving the city of Philadelphia and the fans his ass to kiss right now. But he got that new contract. Right now, I feel like he's just doing what he wants to do, like a big kid, like a high school baby. And to me, you need tough love, Joel. Like, at this point, I feel like he's the kind of player, he'll go somewhere else and end up winning the championship, because that's the kind of bonehead he is. You know, this always happens with Philadelphia. Like, we get him up out of here, and then he goes somewhere else and win a championship. So at this point, I'm all in for Cooper Flagg. Joel Embiid, you know, we tried to hang in there with you, but this year has been a complete disaster. You give the city of Philadelphia no hope at all. And, like, at this point, man, I'm just done with this dude. Like, every star player repaired him with didn't work. And Paul George, this guy is damn as good. He can't even land on his feet right.
Yeah, he's made his glass. Terrence, he's made a glass. Unfortunately, and look, George is a good player, but they signed him at 35 years old, and he's had so many knee injuries. I'm not surprised he's banged up. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Terrence, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
Oh, man, I'll say Will Smith. I don't know if he's named yesterday, but I'll say Will.
Terrence! 100%, man. Boom, you hit it.
Oh, man.
You hit Hughes Clues without Hugh here. What does that even mean? We never did that before. Usually Hugh's got to congratulate you. Terrence, you got you. We got you. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot there to Terrence.
What's easy?
We got to blame Hugh for that. Too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave it away in the first segment.
Hugh wasn't at the team meeting. He's late for everything.
And now
he's
going to
come in upset about what we're executing with Hugh's Clues. This is the parallels to Joel Embiid and the Sixers right now are staggering.
I can't believe Joel Douglas is really part of this thing now. He might be a high seed in the tournament of Hughes coming up in March. So, yeah, someone pointed out, and I guess it was Terrence there that said it, that they can't trade Joel Embiid right now. Yeah, that is by the rule. When you sign a max extension, there is a period of time where you have to stay on the roster. Like, the Sixers couldn't, by rule, trade Joel Embiid today. It doesn't mean they can't soon. I believe it's March 19th, so that is post-trade deadline. It's next offseason. Let's keep it simple. The Sixers are not eligible to trade Joel until next offseason. But that's part of the reason I want to tank this. I'm not letting him go out there, mope around, flop around for the next 40 games and hurt himself further, and then he goes into next offseason needing more surgery. Like, just sit him down. Again, I referenced the Giants with Daniel Jones. Last year, the Broncos with Russell Wilson. This happens in the NFL. When teams don't want their quarterback to get hurt, they just say, you just benched. You just sit down because we need to move off you in the offseason, and you being healthy helps us move off you. Sixers could do the same thing. And you know, there's this like bravado of, well, let's give them time. They'll figure it out. Let's be real. Sometimes you got to be real in sports. And when something is rotten, you got to call it rotten. It's a rotten team. They're not good enough. I like McCain a lot, but he's 20 years old. 20-year-old guards are not going to lead you anywhere in their rookie year. Let him develop. Put the ball in his hands, him and Max. I'd be excited to watch that. If you sat down, George, and you told Embiid to just go home for whatever, like just go hang out. We'll trade you in the offseason. Then I'd actually be more interested in watching the Sixers down the stretch of the season. Give me something to watch. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Hugh had some car issues. He's on his way. Hugh's Clues blown up in the first segment without Hugh here. That's on him, not on us. Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry is up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
What's up, Jerry?
How you doing? I just wanted to say I think you're absolutely wrong about tanking. And the reason why is because we're Philadelphia fans, and we're used to this. We never win anything, but we never give up either. And we still have, what, 68 more games to play? So, yeah, Embiid is looking really sluggish. He probably has a hangover from the Knicks series last year. Maxey is still adjusting to the weight he put on. But either way, even if they tank, there's no way we're getting Cooper Flagg.
Well, they could.
No, there's no way.
Why?
Because the Sixers always pick the wrong guy. We got Ben Simmons, we got Markel Fultz, we had Sean Bradley.
Jerry, you're right, but to be fair, they've been better in the draft lately, right? They took Maxey when he was there, they got McCain this year. They've been a little better lately.
But they were all – what pick did they go? Did they top five?
No. They were like 16th and then, you know, whatever Maxey was, 20th, 21st, around there?
Exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like we just got to suffer through this. If they win 45, 50 games – and get a 7th, 8th seed or whatever, or 10th, like you said, there's a chance. The same way we believed last year, that in the same way we believed all the other years, we're going to just ride it out. But I feel like getting rid of Embiid is, like, pointless right now.
Well, it's pointless if you believe still. If you believe still in the future of this thing. Jerry, if you're giving up, like, you got to wave that white flag, Jerry. Jerry, it's a good phone call. You know, I think in today's message on the Midday Show is it's okay to give up. It is okay to throw the white flag.
Quitting is fine.
We don't need bravado. We can just quit. I have a white flag in my hand, and I'm throwing it at Hugh Douglas as he walks in the studio here. It's okay to say goodbye. By the way,
I heard all the mean and hurtful things.
Well,
I
that's
said
okay.
About
you on the air. Yeah,
yeah. Not from me.
Must have been a piece of bleep that said those things. By the way, our last caller mentioned, what if the Sixers win 45 or 50 games this year? Can we? We do math on this show sometimes. Mm. To get to 50 wins, they
good
have
luck
to
with that.
48-20.
We might need
48-20.
We might need a statistic from Hugh on the Sixers. We need to find what that like. We had the points per game with the Eagles.
Oh no!
What's the Hugh? What will? How many games will the Sixers end up winning this season?
So they are 2-12 right now. As Hugh Douglas walks in the studio.
You know what's funny? I think back to the afternoon show. Remember when he was hurt? And they were talking about how the season was going to be. You know, he wasn't going to play that much. And he's going to have – and they had it at, like, 45 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, barely getting into the playoffs, something like that. With all of this going on right now, you could cut that 45 in half.
23 wins?
You could probably cut that in half. This is dysfunctional. It doesn't surprise me, though. Because a lot of times – because I've been this guy before. You know how when you are – or you have a come-to-Jesus moment, you have an intervention. That's what you want to call it. And as a guy who didn't realize, you know, didn't really receive the message well, I was more focused on who told on me.
You know what I mean? You really are Joel Douglas today.
No, I'm saying, because I mean, and I understand that because that's your focus instead of why did it get to this point?
Right.
You know, and for him to voice that, that's amazing. Because he, like at his age, that just shows signs of immaturity because it took a while. Like, to be honest, it took a while for me to get to that point where you start to look at yourself when other people are saying stuff. It's hard to do. And for him to be in that moment and not understand what the overlying message was, I mean, I get that. And I had a feeling that was going to be the case because, Joe, he's been doing this for years. This is not the first time that this has happened. They've let him do this for so long that he's gotten to the point now where he doesn't see. He doesn't see that he might be the problem.
And he needs to be the answer, and he ends up being the problem here. And by the way, last night, if they had lost to Ja Morant, who wasn't in the game last night, or they had lost to Golden State or Oklahoma City, I think you might be like, all right, it was their first game back together. Maxey was a little rusty. You just kind of excuse another loss. That team's not any good they played last night. The team on the court from Memphis that was up 14 with 3 minutes to go, they're not any good.
I looked at FanDuel to see what the updated win total projection was for the Sixers.
I guess 41.5.
You're wrong because it's pulled from the website. So is the Sixers to make the playoffs or not.
They're probably waiting on the George injury news.
Well, they're trying to reassess the situation.
Yeah, before they get crushed with underbets. When everyone's just running to bet the under. Man overboard, this thing, we're going overboard here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to a guy who I think has been waiting for this day for a long time. His name's Mad Mike. He is up next on WIP. Hey, Mad Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, I could feel the smile through your voice.
The smugness.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
You know why I'm smiling? Because for years, people have called me a clown, a moron. My take on Joel was stupid, but I've been right the entire time. And take that, Spike Eskin, and your stupid love for Joel Embiid. Take that,
spike. Like, I'm sorry, he is the biggest loser fraud in this city, and I at this point, I just cut him. Just cut. I eat the money. I don't care. I never want to see him put on another Sixers uniform for the rest of my life, for the rest of his life. He's a loser. He's always going to be a child. He's always going to be a moron. And he's just like Sirianni. Like, he's a clown. So I've had enough of it. Just pay him his $193 million that you should have never gave him. Oh, and, you know, maybe let's sign some more 35-year-olds that are always injured. That sounds like a good winning plan, guys. Like, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but who are the idiots running this team? And you know why they signed him? And then why they signed Paul George? Because they wanted a Chinatown sports complex that no one wants. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you would think a 35-year-old with injury history would be a red flag. Instead, they just threw $200-something million at him. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Mike's not the only one out there who probably feels this way. There's a lot of people out there.
Vindicated.
That feel like this thing.
We work with one. That feels super vintage.
Who's that? Oh, Howard. Yeah, well, he was with us last night. And by the way, thank you to everyone who came out last night to Chickies for
great
the
time.
Travis Mannion event. It was great. It was really, there were a lot of people there. Thank you to Lane and Mylotta and BG who came out, and people were really excited to see them. But you're right, Howard is behind the bar last night, just smiling from ear to ear. Like the most,
Howard,
we've seen in a while. Yeah, that was yesterday. 215-592-9494. Right, quickly, we'll get to a lot in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls. Hugh is here. He is sitting down now. He was standing for his first.
Hugh's Clues got guessed, by the way.
Yeah, right away.
Already?
Yeah, second answer.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's your fault.
It's my listen, accountability. I take full accountability
see,
for that.
Joel learned
from
this.
I have to because I wasn't here. I didn't. You know,
you can't complain about what we're executing when you're late.
I can't complain. I will be held accountable for being late to work today. I apologize. I
can't wait for the report tomorrow that the person who leaked this story is a piece of bleep.
Who told everybody?
As we say it live on the air. All right, your phone call's coming quickly. When's your next game? Tomorrow at home, right? What's that reception for Joel Embiid tomorrow night?
Mixed.
I think it could be. It's going to be mixed.
I think mixed is the safe bet because I feel
like. But I think there could be some real booze you hear tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's Nets at home tomorrow.
I think there's going to be some booze.
It could be crickets. Does anyone even want to go to these games anymore?
I want to go. I want to go see. like seriously, all jokes aside, Kyle, I will go just to see the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I want to be able to read. I want to see, you know, just to be there to see what the reception is going
usually,
to be.
Usually, Joel gets cheered by the crowd. I just wonder tomorrow night if it's a little bit different. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls on the Sixers and Embiid. Would you tank this thing? I would go full tank right now and just end this. When we get back, there's also something that could be in the cards soon for Nick Sirianni that I want to get ahead of.
I don't give a shit.
Well, you will. You might. You might want to hear this convo, Nick. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, you know, it's never too late or never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you're into your holiday shopping right now, move Hatfield pork to the top of your list. You may be wondering, Hugh, what are you talking about? It's turkey season. No, it's not. It's time for something different. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.